Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Post-Christmas Gunsmith Show. Hope you had a lovely Christmas. Ours was fantastic. I hope yours was as well, John.
Hope you didn't shoot your eye out yet.
Nope, I haven't shot my eye out. I didn't get the, what was it, the Red Ryder? What was it called?
Yeah, Red Ryder.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a Red Ryder in my repertoire, and I sold it at that Lapeer Gun Show.
Oh, did you really?
This is perfect. I see, that's an old one, too. It's pretty cool.
Mine was a Daisy. I forget what it was. It was a spring, you know, it was a spring loaded one. I only had 50 BBs that it could take at a time.
Wow.
It wasn't the air gun. It wasn't the high powered one.
It was a spring one.
Yeah, it was a spring one.
Those are fun, though, because they never wear out. That was a lot of fun. You know, you can play with them for days on end. I blew the seals out of most of mine because I was trying to make it a Magnum. You know?
So I'd put more power.
Oh, it can take 16 pumps.
No. See, I didn't have pumps, though. I couldn't pump it up. It was. But it was great.
The spring ones. You remember the ones that looked like a pump action, but looked like the whole thing had a big hinge like in it, and it pumped back and then pumped forward. It was a weird looking gun, almost looked like a pump shotgun.
Yeah.
But the pump was a pullback, but those Daisy power lines, those were always the ones that were the ones where there was a handle right in front of the trigger guard that went down and came back.
Those ones really.
They'd go through both sides of a Chase and Sanborn can when I was a kid, you know, for coffee.
Yep.
And my Crossmans, I had a Crossman 766.
Those were. Was it the gas power with the little cylinders?
No, this is the pump, but it was the one that went like 900 feet per second. So it was the same power.
Pellets
as the
or
power
BBs?
Light, both.
Yeah, I could do either.
And I buy the pointed pellets back then, you know. I had an account set up at Featherston's Hardware, downtown Ortonville. Hello, Mr. Smith. What can I get for you? I need 200 pellets bad. And have the spaghetti western whistle going in the background.
Hey, this segment, we're going to talk, Are You Ready?
That's right.
Are you ready? Brought to you by Diamond Gems Tire and Automotive.
That's right. You can reach Diamond Gems at 810-743-4210. But better yet, drive in and check them out. They're right on Dort Highway, just south of Bristol Road, on the west side of the road. Great place to get your tires and get everything done. They're a rolling winter wonderland of great traction. That's my new tagline for them. A rolling winter wonderland of great traction. Okay. And they say, come and get it. Get your tires for 2026. Days are getting longer already because we're past the equinox.
Yep, that's right.
So we're on the upswing now, you know. Yeah. And sometimes the worst of winters already happened, but we got to be ready. So the question is, are you ready?
Gotcha.
So with these days getting longer, it's going to be a little while yet till the rain and sun rays are beating down and you can have your rag top down so your hair can blow. There's a classic rock and roll thing.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Those were some days ago for you and me, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Hair waving? No, it just stands up. Keep it short enough just to be prickly, a tad bit prickly. So, but it is, I'm excited. And I love this time of year because being past that darkest day of the year, it always kind of lifts my spirits a little bit. And then Christmas hits and then New Year's and January, February, March. And before you know it, we got dandelions popping up and lilacs blooming, and I'm looking forward to it. So, but let's enjoy winter. Winter's just getting started now. So,
but do take your car in. Make sure that if there's anything going on, you don't want your car to break down when it's cold out.
And get ready.
Get the antifreeze tested. I mean, they can do all that stuff for you. Good place to go to get it diagnosed to make sure everything's running right.
Don't forget about your cab air filter. Mm-hmm. A lot of people forget about, the car's 10 years old, and they're like, boy, the heater just doesn't work like it used to.
Okay.
Your cab air filter's clogged, or it might be full of chipmunks might have left something in it, you know? And you park your car underneath that tree, and you keep seeing these little rodents running around it. My buddy had a real nice Cadillac, and took it in, and the mechanic literally took walnuts out of that engine compartment for a day to clean it up.
Yeah.
Had to blow. He said, I've never seen this much infestation. Then they end up eating your wires. It can cost you thousands of dollars. So stay on top of that stuff and make sure your car doesn't,
Or let Diamond Gems stay on top of it for you.
Yeah, exactly. And they will. I'm very, very content and happy, and I have peace of mind knowing that I've got good tires on my car and everything's up and the oil changes are done. They do oil changes and lubes too, so... And they might still have a little bit of that winter air left for you, so you never know.
They got a whole truckload of it.
So the Gunsmith Show asks you, and Tim and the whole crew at Diamond Gems wanted to wish you a happy new year.
Yep.
So we're at that point. And that same theme of are you ready? The Gunsmith Show asks, are you ready? Are you ready for anything? You know, snow, power outages, do you have your generator ready, food storage, heating? I ask this of a lot of people. Do you have an option in your home? What if the power goes out and there's nothing to run your furnace? I got gas furnace. It'll still run. No, it won't still run unless you have a generator to provide electricity to make your blower work to blow that warm air around your house. So there's a lot of things you got to be ready for. And a lot of new homeowners out there and young people that might not have had the upbringing that some of us people with a little bit of gray hair have. And you got to help them. You got to lead them to the food trough. So, but you got to have options too. It's for the sake of you and your family. So then we look at, because this is a Gunsmith Show, we look at defense and security. Now, I'm not saying to be paranoid, but let's not stick our heads in the sand or under the bed and say, all is good. You know, all is good. Let's be very, very careful and mindful that bad things do happen. And I tell you, it's we kind of live on a teeter-totter. And it's a teeter-totter between security on one side and could be chaos on the other. And as we're getting close to this 250th anniversary of America being America, United States of America, I'm excited. And I've been reading a lot of history. And history tells us all the time that evil does exist and bad things do happen, and you have to be ready. And the people that make it through it are steadfast and strong-willed and stick with it. You know, they're winners, survivors. Wounded, diseased, some are losers. There's going to be a plethora of things happening. And no matter what happens, we're thinking about the stock market going up and the wonderful things that are happening. House values, are they still going up? Yes. The price of precious metals is up. A lot of things to talk about. But we're still very fragile. We're very fragile as a country, I think, in the world. So it could be destabilized quickly. So just be ready. Be as ready as you can for your sake and for your family. And we got through Christmas. Now let's work towards a good new year, and hopefully things will get better. Now, we are somewhat in control of that destiny. But if we do stick our heads under the bed or in the sand, we're not going to be in control of that destiny. We're going to end up being one of the losers or one of the diseased or one of the people that are constantly victims. And you don't want to be a victim. You know, you don't want to be a victim. So protect yourself at all costs. Take care of your family and be ready for whatever comes our way. So in asking that, are you ready? Dan, how do you feel about that? Are you a prepper at all?
No, I'm a first waiver.
First wave? Are you going to go out in the first wave?
Gone in the first wave.
There's something to be said for that, because why stick around? You know, why stick around?
So the thing that I'm hoping for is that we don't get there.
Exactly. Me too, because I don't want, I don't want
preventing us from getting there, I would say, is more important than scratching and clawing
and
after we've gotten there.
That's kind of why I like seeing the drug boats getting blown up off the coast of Venezuela. That's why I like to see the preemptive strikes that we're doing, stopping bad things from happening. As well as reading these history books, I just got done reading about the birth of the KKK in the 1800s and how it all happened and how evil they got and all the terrible things they did. And listening to that, and then I started watching a series on Netflix called The Lioness. And so intense, I've been up till 1 o'clock every night watching it. And it's a great show. It's another one of the, was it Tyler Sheridan?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Taylor Sheridan.
Thank you. And, I'm glued to it, and it's that action-packed show. But it was supposedly during the previous administration.
CIA stuff.
CIA
right?
stuff, and phenomenal show. If you get a chance to watch it, enjoy it. You will. I just got done with the first season. I'm getting ready to start the second season. So, Really, really looking forward to it. And just like I'm looking forward to drinking this hot coffee in front of me. So it's Saturday morning. Let's enjoy it.
There you go.
So if you haven't filled up that coffee yet, do so. And we'll be back with more of the Gunsmith Show in just a minute.
But this is the Gunsmith Show. It's the Gunsmith here on US 103.1.
You can always send me an email, shooter@thegss.com. And I appreciate the emails I've been getting lately. A lot of people asking a lot of questions. Feel free to do so. You know, should I sell? Should I buy? What should I buy? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that in the next segment. There's some great guns out there that might be in your repertoire. So hang on tight.
It's the Gunsmiths right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. And the Gunsmiths from 8 to 9, Saturday mornings. More right after this.